transcribed.
The Pet Milk Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, presents Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Keith Fowler and directed by Max Hutto with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. You don't have to stand under a sprig of mistletoe to get kissed if you're one of the good cooks who cook with Pet evaporated milk. No, ma'am, expressions of love and appreciation are bound to come your way when you fix favorite holiday foods with Pet milk. There's a wonderful difference in gravy, stuffing, creamed vegetables, salad dressing, cookies, candies, cream pies, eggnog, in everything you make with Pet evaporated milk. Because there's a difference in the milk itself. Pet milk isn't just ordinary milk. It's good, sweet country milk concentrated to double richness by evaporation. And that double richness just naturally means extra goodness in many favorite family foods. And that's why Pet milk, the first evaporated milk, is the first choice of good cooks the country over. Not come as any great surprise to you, but today is Christmas Day in Wistful Vista. And here at number 79, an eminent local philosopher is explaining the true spirit of Christmas giving to his wife as we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
It's like I say, Molly, it ain't the cost of the gift that counts with me. It's the sentiment, the heart that goes into it.
That's a nice attitude for you to take, dear.
Yeah.
And a strange one.
Now, the trouble with a lot of people is they make Christmas too commercial. When I give from the heart. Like this doll here I got for Teenie. This cost me plenty. But so what?
Well, it's a beautiful big doll, all right. You know, I'd like to have that myself.
Well, the very next time you're 8 years old, I'll buy you one. Like I say, it ain't the dough that counts with me, it's the sentiment. I wonder what Doc Gamble has given us this year. I spent $7 for that fountain pen I got him.
Is that the one from Kramer's drugstore? The pen that writes under ether?
That's it, $7.
Well, now, the good doctor won't care what it costs. It's the heart you put in it that counts. You said.
Yeah. I put plenty of heart in it, too. I shopped all over town before I found this bargain. Kramer's give me a discount on it on account of because the point was bent a little, but I just took some pliers.
Hold it, dear. We have company. Merry Christmas, and come in.
Thank you, Molly, and happy Yuletide to you both.
Well, well, if it isn't jolly old Saint Nick'em for plenty. Happy Noah, Apple Cheeks.
Thank you, my boy. Do my cheeks really look that rosy?
Oh, I didn't mean the color. I meant the shape. Looks like you're packing an apple in each cheek, that's all.
An apple, huh?
Yeah.
I suppose you mean a wine sap.
Oh, that was cute, Doctor.
Well, I've got a little present here, kid. Just a little token of my affection for you guys.
Oh, that's nice, Doctor.
Yeah, gee whiz, you shouldn't have done it, Doc.
Oh, the heck I shouldn't,
huh?
If I walked in here empty-handed on Christmas Day, I'd never hear the end of it.
You're not just whistling Dixie, boy.
It feels heavy. I wonder what it... Oh, look, McGee. What a beautiful ashtray. Silver, too.
Yeah. Silver ashtray. Just what we needed.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we got really something special for you, Doc.
Oh.
Something you don't get every day. It's under here someplace.
Have you gotten lots of nice presents today, Doctor?
Yep, the loot's been pretty good, Molly. Among other things, various patients have gifted me so far with 7 fountain pens.
What did you say? 7 fountain pens?
Yep, 5 of them right under ether. Hey, this is Very interesting looking little package from you kids. I'll open it when I get home. I like to be surprised.
Yes. You do that, Doctor. Thank you again for the ashtray.
Yeah, it's just lovely, George.
And thank you.
Beautiful ashtray. Just love it.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye, right, Doctor.
Of all the cheap two-bit Christmas presents, a silver ashtray.
Oh, McGee, I think it's beautiful.
My gosh, you think if he was only going to give us a little old ashtray, no bigger than a dinner plate, he'd at least make it a gold one. That's what that fountain pen was, 10-carat gold. The point of it.
I know, but after all,
that's
dear...
the trouble with people at Christmas. Too dad-ratted commercial about it. Trying to save a few bucks on their best friends.
Oh, hold it. Mark Holler. Come in and Merry Christmas.
Happy Yuletide, kids! Joy Hooks Noel, Johnny!
Same to you, old-timer.
Glad you stopped by, Mr. Old-timer. We have a present for you.
Yeah, here you are, boy. Happy Yule.
Well, bless your heart, kids. Just what I needed.
Well, you don't know what it is yet.
No, but you try to think of something I don't need, daughter. Like I says to Bessie today, Bessie, I says... they're a mighty handsome mittens you knit for me, baby. But they ain't got no thumbs in them, Bessie, I says. And she says, you know why they got no thumbs in them? And I says, why? And she says, because them mittens is a pair of socks. here, kids, my present for you.
Oh, my gosh, look at that, Molly. A bowling ball.
My goodness.
Johnny.
Oh, this is wonderful, old-timer. Must have set you back $15. No chiseling on prices here, Molly. This is from the heart.
Yeah, but
this is real Christmas giving, boy. Let me heft it a minute and see. Whoop!
Say, don't drop it, Johnny. I'm trying to tell you. That ain't a bowling ball.
Huh?
That's my own special homemade plum pudding.
What? Plum pudding? You made it yourself?
Yep. Old family recipe, daughter. Says to mix it up. Roll it in a cheesecloth bag and steam it for 2 hours.
Oh, yes, you always steam a plum pudding.
Yep, well, I ain't equipped to do that at home, daughter. So I took it over to the Turkish bath, climbed into a booth, and just sat there and held it till it was cooked. Hope you like it, kid.
Oh, we'll love it, boy. Wonderful. Look at that dad-ratted thing, plum pudding. Ha!
King's Men and Christmas in Killarney.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, hark, the herald angels sing. Joy to the world, the jingle bells seem to say, Merry Christmas Day. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen.
Christmas in Killarney, with all of the folks at home.
The boys from home. The door is always open and the neighbors come to call. Father John, before he's gone, will bless his house and all.
How oh, grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels.
A man in your mood, Granny,
the likes you've ever known. Like Christmas in Killarney, we follow the folks at home.
The type guy that makes Christmas strictly commercial, I could tell you right to the penny that so far we're $12.80 behind. But what you sewing?
This?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just an old rag doll Latini left here weeks ago.
Oh.
I'm patching it up for her.
Well, I wouldn't waste much time on it, kiddo. This big Gloria Glitter doll that I got for her will knock her eyes out. I hope this turns out to be a guy with a little true Christmas spirit for a change, because so far... Come in.
Hello, Ollie. Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Mrs., and to you, McGee.
Well, thanks, Ollie. You having a nice Christmas, boy?
Oh, sure, McGee. Then you get a house full of kids, you always have a nice Christmas. If you can just get out of the house once in a while.
Oh, I'll bet it was bedlam around there this morning.
Mrs., it was just pure murder. 4 o'clock this morning, me and the missus jump out of bed with a noise downstairs like six little kids just killing each other.
Heavenly days, what was it?
Just three little kids killing each other. Little Ollie and little Sven and little Canute is beating each other's brains out with stockings full of nuts and oranges.
Now, that must have been something. Oh, hey, we got a present for you in here someplace, Ollie.
Oh, that's the rest up there for, McGee. Oh. My missus sends you a dresser scarf, missus. She makes it herself.
Oh, lovely, Ollie. Your wife does such beautiful embroidery.
And for you, McGee, a box of cigars. Skål.
Oh, gee, swell, Ollie. Cigars, just what I wanted. Well, here, this is for you. Cost me a fortune, boy, but you deserve it. Thanks, McGee.
And you can say what you please about the bedlam at home, Ollie, but children really make Christmas happy, don't they?
Oh, sure. We had a very happy Christmas, Mrs. When I left a while ago, little Sven was crying because his toys was busted. Little Ollie was crying because Santa Claus didn't bring him an atom bomb. Christina was crying because her boyfriend don't wear a necktie she knits for him, and the missus was crying because Christina was crying.
Yeah.
And me, I think I go cut my throat with a roasty axe. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thanks for the cigar. Look at them cheesy snipes. Alfalfas. Three for a quarter. If that ain't the cheapest chiseling.
Well, what kind do you usually smoke, me?
Alfalfas. My gosh, if Ollie wanted to give me something in the true spirit of Christmas, he'd give me something I didn't buy for myself every day, wouldn't he? Boy, I'm glad I ain't the kind of a guy that's cheap about my best friend.
Merry Christmas, kid.
Oh, happy Yuletide, Junior.
Have you had a nice day, Mr. Wilcox? You know, I worry about you poor lonely bachelors during the holidays.
Oh, everything's been fine, Molly. My apartment is just as Christmassy as any home in town. I wish you could see my tree, kid.
I'd like to.
Really looks great with the lights shining on it, the cans of pet milk hanging from every branch.
Gosh, pet milk cans on a Christmas tree.
God.
You probably hung another one over your door instead of mistletoe.
How'd you know?
And I thought I was kidding.
Did you get a girl to stand under the pet milk can, Mr. Wilcox?
Yes, I did, Molly. A group of friends came over, and I maneuvered a very lovely young lady under it.
Oh, you dog.
Well, see.
You really.
Well, she lifted her face to be kissed, and I moved toward her.
Oh, and then you took her in your arms?
Well, no. The recipe on the label of pet milk can caught my eye, and I stopped to read it.
This is an awful thing to say, Junior, but you know I believe you.
Well, pal, I just couldn't resist. It was one of those fine husband-tested recipes that come as a dividend on every tall can of Pet. Told how to use Pet milk, that good, sweet country milk, made double rich by evaporation,
yeah,
to make a fabulous dish.
Mr. Wilcox, did you kiss the poor girl, Lynn, I hope?
Well, no. That was odd, Molly. After I read the recipe, I looked down, the girl was gone. Probably got a better offer.
That wouldn't be too tough. Let's get down to the business of the day. I got a present here for you, Junior.
And I've got one for you, pal.
Oh, here's mine to you.
Here's mine to you.
Go ahead, open yours up.
All right. You open yours up.
Ah, just what I wanted. A case of pet milk.
And just what I wanted. A case of pet milk.
Well, Merry Christmas, Junior.
Merry Christmas, pal.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, now, isn't that cute?
Yeah.
We exchanged exactly the same gift.
Yeah, for the first time today, I finally broke even.
McGee, I wish you'd get over that commercial attitude.
It ain't me that's commercial, Molly. It's the people that try to chisel on people's presents.
Come in. Oh, Merry Christmas, Mr. Wimple.
Merry Christmas, folks.
Hi, Wimp. Come in.
We have a little remembrance for you, Mr. Wimple. Give it to him, dearie.
Yeah, sure. Here you are, Wimp. In the true Christmas spirit, boy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, how nice. A china teapot. Oh, it's lovely, folks.
I hope you don't mind that scratch on the bottom of it. That's why I scraped off the $12 price tag.
Oh, Sweetie Face and I will treasure it always. And I bought you a little present, too.
Oh.
Here, this is for the both of you. From me.
Oh, how thoughtful of you. Open it, dearie.
Yeah.
I can't see. What is it?
Well, it looks like a stuffed bird. What is it, Wimp?
A stuffed bird.
It just didn't seem possible.
It's just what we wanted, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, yeah, we don't have a single stuffed bird in the whole house.
Well, now, this bird is charming.
Yeah.
We'll keep it on the, we'll put it in the, Well, for now, I'll put it right here.
Yeah. That's wonderful, Wimp. Just love it.
Well, I'll be running along now. Goodbye.
Well, thanks, bye. Wimp. Well, dear. And look at that. $12 for a teapot, and what do we get? A lumpy-looking, cockeyed, half-molded brush rooster. I'm going to take the dad-ratted thing and throw it clean out.
Billy Mills and the Orchestra and the Teddy Bears Picnic.
That counts, dearie. The Christmas spirit.
Christmas spirit, my clavicle. I break my neck running from store to store buying costly presents so's I can get back dresser doilies and stuffed dicky birds. I'm tired of being the victim of all this commercial.
Hold it.
Come in.
Merry Christmas, Molly. Merry Christmas, McGee.
And the same to you, Mr. Mays.
Yeah, season's greetings, Latriv. Come on in. Holy smoke. Is that a Christmas necktie you got on?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. Do you like it?
Tell old Dad, son. Who done it to you?
It was a gift from a very charming young lady.
Oh? Did she like the pair of spectacles you gave her?
I didn't give her a pair of spectacles.
Well, you should have. Any dame that buys a necktie that looks like a bomb went off in a paint shop deserves a spare of spectacles.
Who is the girl, Mr. Mayor? Anyone we know?
No. She's only been in town for a month. Her name is Nancy Hollister. We are just friends.
Just fans, huh? What'd she say the first time you kissed her?
She said, Homer, your mustache is so silky. And I've never...
Is that a package, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, it is. It's just a holiday token I bought for you. I hope you like it.
Oh, you're a dear. I can't wait to open it.
We got a gift for you, too, Latrivia.
Oh, McGee, look, a lovely crystal fruit bowl.
Oh,
thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, that's the honey, Homer. Well, go on, open yours.
All right, you're right. Well, a tobacco pouch. Thank you, McGee.
Yeah, it ain't one of them cheap pigskin pouches either. That pouch is made out of kangaroo skin, which is better skin for pouches than pigskin is for pouches, on account of kangaroos already got pouches in their skin.
I'd never thought of it that way. It's very handsome, McGee.
Oh, you like it?
I wish I smoked a pipe. Well, Merry Christmas, both of you.
Thanks, Terry. The same to you.
Well, dear, you should be happy now. I'm sure the mayor's fruit bowl cost much more than your tobacco pouch.
Please, Molly, it ain't the cost that counts with me. It's the heart that goes into it. And I put plenty into that tobacco pouch. That set me back 500 coupons.
Coupons?
Sure. The ones that come with alfalfa cigars. All the trivia did was lay out 20 or 30 bucks cash, but I smoked my tongue down to a nub for him. That's what I call giving from the heart.
Sort of paying through the nose, too. So you still maintain that everybody but you is out of step?
Certainly. I ain't the guy that chisels on costs. I give expensive stuff, like this doll I got for Teenie, which I wish she'd come and get so as I could see her face light up like a neon sign on a motel with a vacancy.
Well, now you make me feel that I wasted my time mending her old rag doll.
Oh, well, leave it there in the chair anyhow. Maybe she'll take it along to be polite. What's really going to knock her for a loop is this...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ah, here's the kid I've been waiting for. Merry Christmas, sis.
Merry Christmas, Teenie. Come in, dear.
Yeah, come in and look what old Uncle Fibber's got for you, Teenie. A genuine Gloria Glitter doll that's 3 feet tall and left me plenty short.
Oh, mister, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I knew you'd go for it.
Oh, it's just beautiful. It's the biggest, prettiest doll. Oh, look, in the chair. That looks like my Raggedy Ann.
Yeah, that's right, sis.
I just fixed her up for you, Teenie. You left her here a long time ago, and I stitched up the rips and put some more cotton in her. And...
yeah, don't worry about that, sis.
Oh, my darling, darling Raggedy. You fixed her. I thought I'd lost her. This is the most wonderful present.
Yeah, but look, sis, this Gloria Glitter doll has got real eyelashes and two silk petticoats.
You hold her, mister. I want to hold my Raggedy Ann.
And a tag that says $22.50.
So you're really glad to have her back, Teenie.
And she says, Ma.
Oh, yeah. I've missed her so much, Mrs. McGee. Now, this is the best Christmas ever.
You don't like the Gloria Glitter doll?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's very nice, but nothing could take the place of my Raggedy Ann. Thank you a million billion times, Mrs. McGee.
Well, I'll be darned.
You're very welcome, dear. It's good to see you so happy.
What's so special about that doll, sis? Where'd you ever get that raggedy-looking thing?
My Raggedy Ann is a very old doll. She lay in the attic for years. She lived in a trunk there for 50 long years, with her legs doubled over her ears. And that's where I found her, my Raggedy Ann. My grandmother played with her, too. I love every wrinkle in Raggedy Ann.
And that's why she's smiling at you. Your Raggedy Ann is so lovely and soft.
I cuddle her closely at night.
She lies there contentedly while you're awake,
with her shoe button eyes shining bright. But when I'm asleep, then my Raggedy Ann goes off with the fairies to play. She thinks I don't know it's my Raggedy Ann, but she can't. Made out of candy, you know.
She keeps it sewed up in her cotton insides.
You can feel it, but still it don't show. If I had a heart like my Raggedy Ann, I surely know what I would do. I love everybody like Raggedy does, and make all their wishes come true.
If you love everybody like Raggedy does, she'll
something, Molly?
What, McGee?
I've been a heel.
Oh, now, you mustn't say that, dear.
That's what I've been, a first-class four-flushing heel. That little kid just taught me something, Molly.
What, sweetheart?
She taught me, really, that it ain't the gift itself that matters. It's the sentiment that goes with it.
Well, I'm glad you found that out. It's a nice thing to remember.
And I won't ever forget it. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to put Wimp's stuffed bird up where I can look at it always. Put all these dresser scarf around my shoulders and Latrivia's fruit bowl in my lap and hack off a hunk of the old-timer's plum pudding. Hand me an alfalfa, Tootsie.
On this Christmas night, the Pet Milk people, and all of us associated with Pet Milk, feel that perhaps the best way to wish you a Merry Christmas is to thank you for all you've done to make 1951 a happier year for those whose paths have crossed yours.
For all the friendly words you have spoken, for all the times you have given others new hope and new courage, for all the faith you have rekindled.
May the good Lord bless you, and may his light shine upon you. That is our Christmas wish for all of you. Good night.
Good night.
Merry Christmas!
New Year's Eve become one of the worst evenings of your life? Well, that's what almost happens to young wife Sally Carter until she makes an impulsive telephone call. And with it, an important New Year's resolution in the story of the week on Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning. The second big feature is the Pet Milk recipe of the week. Next Saturday, it's for hot tuna sandwiches, a quick and easy main dish that's been voted extra good by husbands. For the best in entertainment and information, turn your dial to NBC next Saturday morning for Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor.
Proceeding transcribed. Next, it's Big Town, then Playhouse on Broadway on NBC.